It has four or five slats across each post, and then a slat that goes diagonally from top of one post to the bottom of the next one. And that's a picket fence to me. Other wooden fences, can't think of any more right off.
Do you know a paling fence?
No, never heard of a paling fence.
And these the things that you dig holes for when you're putting up a fence, you call them
posts.
And just one.
One post.
You ever heard of a wall made out of stone or rock?
Yeah, a rock wall or stone fence, I heard it called. Rock fence. Yeah, those are all the same thing. They're people don't fool with rock fences. I mean, they really have no as far as farmers are concerned, they don't have any practical use. They're just for show.
What about the place where a farmer would raise his corn? You call that the
field.
Is there anything smaller than that?
Yeah, now a field to me is anything over, say, 5 acres or so. That's a field. Now, when you get smaller than that, it's a patch. And if you're just a truck farmer, you have different patches, a corn patch and a turnip patch and such. And a tobacco patch. There ain't many tobacco fields because you just get so much, you can only grow so much, and generally it's not much. So most people call them tobacco patches.
Do you ever do any work, say, raising cotton?
No. Now, I've chopped cotton before.
What does that mean?
That means that you go in and, we always did it by hand because we never had very much. You just go in and chop out the weeds, just like you do in a regular garden.
What would you call the grass that grows up in a cotton field?
Well, you always had a problem with Johnson grass. That was always the main weed, Johnson grass. Dread word. And just weeds in general.
Okay. What might be something that a woman's best dishes are made out of?
China.
And an egg made out of that would be a
China egg. Those are also called nest eggs. Fool your chicken.
And say if you were on a farm that had a well and you wanted to go out and get some water from the well, you probably put it in
a bucket, wooden bucket.
What about if you were going to milk the cows?
Now, a pail would be, to me, a bucket's wooden and a pail is metal.
There you go. That's the way I feel about it.
Exactly the way I feel about it.
Say a container that a woman might keep handy around the kitchen she could throw stuff in for the hogs. Call that a what?
No, a slop bucket.
Okay. And something that you would use, say, for frying eggs on top of the stove, that'd be a
frying pan or a skillet.
Okay. Does that, you ever heard anything kind of like that, set maybe with legs that used to be used to cook?
Now, I don't have any of those, and my mother doesn't have any, but my grandmother had them, and she called them a spider.
Was that for cooking in the fireplace?
No, she used it on a wood stove, and she also used it on fireplace, in the fireplace too.
Okay. What about something that you would